I'm with Amuda, the women rights activist in Auroville. Amuda, I would like to know for how long you have been in this field and what caused you to choose this issue.
My name is Amuda. My husband's name is Sundaram. I'm here from 79 in Auroville, and I have started the women's group 10 years back. So I have a group now is about 35 people. And there are different levels of, the age. Means some of them 20 and some of them from 30 to 35 and some of them above 40. And we are working together for the women's development, women's empower, how to take care of the child, how to take care of the earlier pregnancy, also how to take care of surrounded us. So that's what we are working on it. But in Auroville, we are a group of people 35, but now we are breaking into small group to go to the village and working for the village people. My main aim to work for the village, especially for how to take care of the small child. Because the many people, they think they have a child, okay, they will grow themselves when they feed and all. But they don't know what kind of disease will come if they don't give enough injection, this and that and that. Of course, still the government is there to help them, but the people have very less knowledge to go for that and get the help. For that, we are really making them aware what is the important to get that injection and how to take care of the children. If they don't do, what will happen to the children? That is the one thing. Another thing, I really like to work with the elder people who is more and more and more neglected from the family. Instead of saying neglected, but they left on the side. They are part of the family. Of course, they have children, they have a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, everybody's together, but somehow they are not include the elder people. So they think, okay, they are old and we don't have to listen to them. It's enough for them to put them on the side. But these people, like young people, we don't know how much they get affect. Once you talk to them, when they talk and then it come out from their heart, how much they left out from the family, even though they are living in the same house. What I would like to do, to take them out, to show them where is a just nearby place where they could go and see it comfortably for them. Plus also, because when they were young, they have been several places. When they are old, they are depending on the son or somebody. Now they cannot able to move themselves. So some people have to take care of their interest to bring them somewhere. So far I have done 3 trips with the elder people, younger people, middle-aged people. And we went together, not so far. We went to 2 temples and some nature place and the leg state. We just took our the meal and the snack. So we just sit and eat. It's a very simple outing, for one day outing from morning till in the evening. But it makes them so happy. They were enjoying their trip and they were really holding our hands. Oh, this is after 20 years, this is the first time I come by myself. Now, always I do this and this and this, but nobody take us, go for outing for ourselves. So we really feel something important what it happened today. And they ask, when is another trip we could, which we don't have a time to bring them out. And once you talk to them, it will come out. But nobody, take their time to go to the old people to talk about it. So I am really interested to know about more our culture, because what we learned, what we see, what we are living. But I really would like to learn more. And that is a one part. And the second part, the earlier pregnancy, the girls, because the women's now, they have a freedom. They are going to the work, they are going to a college, they are going everywhere. Everywhere they get some difficulty to being with a man always. I can't blame always man. Of course, the woman also interested sometime, but they don't know how to take care of themselves. So especially when the young girls, when they go to the work, they go to the office, they go to the college, elsewhere, they really get trapped with a man or younger man or elder people who's working there, who's being with them. And they don't know how to defend, one thing. because they are scared. They think that other people will come to know and they will, their life will get spoiled. Another thing, they don't know how to take care of themselves. So then they get a pregnancy. They don't know where to tell, who to go, and they are, some people, they get suicide. Some people, they went for the local medicine to have something, and the medicine make them even sick, or they pass away. But nobody bring the issue of because of the pregnancy. They say something else. Oh, she get some problem, or this or that. But this, we would like to stop it. But how to stop, we have to talk to the parents. The parents are not open for that so much. So first we have to go to the mother, talk to them, not only for this, but the cleanness, or singing some song, do some activities there. Then we'll bring some snack or some lunch. We sit together, we eat together. Then we can bring the issue of the pregnancy to self-defense and all, slowly, to make them aware first, then they could be open. So far I have had 3 sessions, and some parents are open for it after talking to their husband. And after that, I could not able to continue because of the funding. So I stopped time being working for this field in the village. But as usual, we are continuing the women's group in Auroville. Twice a month we have a meeting. One meeting we do in near Mathur Mandir, one at the Koilapalayam site, because we have people living in Auroville. So we would like to do different places in different timing, and it is good to environment and it's good for us.
What was the response from women when you first start your activity, and how about now?
When I start, the aim to start, because all the people who's in Auroville, they are coming from some of the local villages. And you know that as women brought up in South India, always putting them down, you know, you cannot be with a man, you can't go there, you can't do this. Always discouragement, never encouragement. So we brought up like this. And for that is the reason that we cannot able to come forward to speak in the meeting. When we want to say something, we cannot say, because we feel always, oh, I cannot say because I'm not allowed. But for that reason, I brought them together. First, we have to talk in Tamil to discuss the happiness, the sadness, what they need, what they could do. We just brainstorm from together. Then after that, the second meeting, third meeting, fifth meeting, they can able to say something, they can able to ask the question. And always in the circle, we give a chance to everyone to talk. So for that reason, everybody have to talk. Whether they talk 5 minutes, they talk 1 minute, depends of the personality, but they talk something. And now more and more, everyone talk in the meeting. They're very happy to come together. And they're really happy, you know, like we are waiting always the beginning of month, the end of the month, there is a meeting. So we are really happy to share our experience. And also, of course, we clean up some communities. We go and do, sometimes we go to the garden and we plant something there. And we do different activity. Even from Auroville, we get help to, so far 15 people went for the computer lesson. And one group went for the embroidery. And one group went for the devotional song. And some women learned music. And some, now we are planning to go to Chennai. That is the 1 month course in Chennai, what we heard. And they give a various embroidery we could learn. So that means we have to stay in Chennai somewhere. We have to pay for the course, and we need raw materials. So we are planning for the coming month. I don't know when, but we are thinking to go there for 1 month to spend together in Chennai to learn the embroidery. So like this is really bringing their knowledge, not only themselves, because we are all women. Whatever we learn, we bring to the family. Like when we know how to stitch, we can teach our own children. And most of our women's group people working in the school. It's a very good opportunity what we learn, and we implement it in the children, in the school itself. So we are quite lucky in that, because most of us working in the school, one thing. And almost everyone has a children. So one woman learn, so it is really good for whole family. So of course the family get more healthier. And for that, I feel proud to say that I succeed for the making the meeting. So I feel really good about it. And I really would like to learn more. of course, as well as the women's really like it. It's not my suggestion. The women always say, yeah, we would like to do this, we would like to do this, but we have to find the timing because we all have a family, we all have a children. But what I see, the improvement of the people, it's really far. We really succeed. I really feel very good about it.
What is your biggest difficulties when it comes to organizing an event?
We had 2 years back, we made a column festival. The women's group made a column festival. We invited 5 village women. So there were more than 500 women came from more than 5 village, different village. People who is working in Auroville, as a woman who is working, different village people also in Auroville, as well as Auroville women. So we made at Bharatanivas column festival. So to organize the festival for everybody, you know, that like we made a competition for the woman could come and make a column. And for me, I don't like to say who is best, who is not good. I would like to say that everybody put their own energy, plus what they can do, they do. Of course, we make a judgment. In our woman group, there were some girls who were dancing, some people who were singing, and there is a theater. We made a several thing at the same day, the event for everybody to visit. And then, of course, the column festival. And there is a meaning of column each day when you make a column in front of the house. What is the purpose we are making? So there is a book about it, we read and we talk about it. That then we had some judgment. Who's first, second, third. Rest of the people who are participated, they all get a prize. So everyone was happy. They all get a prize. You know that they don't know it was a surprise for them. To do all this event, we need some help. Physical, also financial. Because when we do a lot. We succeed. Everyone was happy in Auroville and all. The husband even very happy. We are very proud to show them what we could do, we can able to do. But lot of work because, as I told you, we all have a family. We all are working in Auroville. And to do the extra activity like this, we need a lot of input. But we succeed. As I told you, the energy plus the financial situation, that is which is lacking here. But otherwise, I always feel we could do everything what other could do.
What is your view in terms of the future of young ladies?
My aim to see all the women should get education. Because in South India, there is a lot of problem for dowry. Because of that, the girls are not educated and they are leaning on their father, after brothers, after husband, after when they are old with a son. This should change. The woman can also stand in their own leg. For that will bring only when they get educated, when they travel. So they can learn a lot. But in South India, especially the young girl, not allowed to go even for the temple. Always somebody go with them. If they go shopping, somebody go with them. Now I feel really it's better and better. At least they go to the college, they go to the work by themselves. And before it wasn't like that. Because there was less people who went to the school and college and all. But now I'm very happy many, many of them going. But still, the percentage is very small. And also, everybody should work. They should not think the woman cannot do this work. All the work woman can do. What is the problem? If the human being, if you could do, I could do. So the people should be able to take it and work with that. And I'm seeing it's gradually, it's coming up, but it should come more better. Because what I see, everything is happening in the rich community. And the middle class is always struggling. And with a really low, they don't care about what happened. But always the middle class people, the percentage is more. And they always struggled. And this should change. If they get an education, they get a job, of course they can find their husband. They can find their life. It's much more easier. And also, the man could see that. Then they could try to cooperate together. It's happening in Auroville already. And I really wish that it could happen also in the village.
Thank you so much, Amita.